Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Stack. I'm Alex.
I'm Pete.
And on The Stack, we review a bunch of comic books that came out today.
Today?
Unless you're listening to it Thursday, in which case they came out yesterday. And if you're listening on Friday, they came out 2 days. I'm just trying to lay out the continuity.
They know how days work.
Here's the thing, is that comic book readers know this, but casual comic book readers always have a problem with the continuity. So I figure, let's take a barrier out of the way. Let's make sure they understand
how
the continuity
work
of this podcast.
Oh, okay. All right.
For example, this is The Stack, which is a non-live version of our podcast. We do a live show every Tuesday night New York at 8 p.m. at the Bit Loft. That is a regular podcast on the Nerdist Network. This is not.
Well, you saying this isn't live. I mean, this is live now for us, but
sure,
not the people.
Well, people, to pull back the curtain a little bit, this week it's just me and Pete. Usually it's me, Pete, and Justin. And we record, you get like 20 minutes of episode, but this podcast, what would you say? It takes 3 days to record?
Yeah.
Yeah, to lay down the tracks. We talk in slow motion.
Then we got to speed it up. Yeah.
So it makes everything.
And Justin talks in Elvis. Elvish? Elvish. No,
you were right the first time. He talks in Elvis. Everything, he's like Groot, except saying, "I am Groot." He says, "You ain't nothing but a hound dog."
Crying all the time.
Yes. We got three comics we're going to talk about today. Batman number 30, Scales and Scoundrels number 1, and Venomverse number 1.
Which one are we going to talk about first? I'm excited.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
I know there's one you're not excited about.
Yeah.
Should we talk about that one first? Get
Might
it out
as well
of the way?
Get it out of the way.
Pull that Band-Aid off?
Yep.
I can't believe you're not excited about this. I'm so mad at you, Pete.
No, I'm mad at you.
Batman number 30 from DC Comics.
You love this comic, and this comic drives me insane.
Oh, I love it so much.
Okay, all right. So first off, there is this epic battle, this amazing thing that I would love that they did. It's, okay, Team Joker and Team Riddler. Bad guys are picking sides, bad people, I should say. And it's this kind of Gotham is split in two, and like, which side are you on? And they're going to fight each other, and
it's almost
I love
some sort of war of jokes and riddles.
Yeah, exactly. And I love this idea. I think it's so great. But instead of dealing with that, instead of focusing on that fantastic idea, we're stuck on fucking Kite Man and his sad, depressing life that makes me so fucking sad every time I read it. And it's the opposite of what I want to be focusing on. There's a giant battle going on. We miss all the action. They talk about all the stuff that we missed, and we just focus on Kite Man sitting there being like, me, 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 me. I have a kid, and I have responsibilities.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have a kid. His kid died, Pete.
Well, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Whatever. I hate this guy.
I have two kids. Do you think I'd be like, no, oh, I have a lot of responsibilities
for my kid? You're
always
talking about your kids.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm just wondering if you think, for me, I have a lot of responsibilities for my kids is the same as, oh, my kids died. Just emotionally, do you think like that level
is the same thing? Yeah, it's the same
thing.
Well, listen, if you and me were in this giant battle and all you wanted to do was talk about your kids, it would just drive me insane.
This is like, my fucking life on this podcast for the past 10 years, Pete.
Can't we talk about this battle that we're in and how crazy this is?
Yeah, so this is an interlude. An interlude is something that happens between the main action. And you still...
Yeah, but this is the whole comic. It's called Batman. It's not called Interlude, Kite Man's Piece of Shit Life. It's a Batman comic.
Yeah, actually, it is basically called that. It's called The Ballad of Kite Man, Part 2, Interlude. That's the
title.
I'm
sorry, what's the title? It's Batman number 30. Thank you. That's what you said. You didn't say Batman number 30.
Technically, it's Batman number 30, The War of Jokes and Riddles, The Ballad of Kite Man, Part 2, Interlude.
Okay, well, first off, that's way too fucking long. And
also, I got it wrong. The interlude is probably after The War of Jokes and Riddles. I'm sorry, I'm not looking at the title page.
Batman,
right now.
The War of Jokes and Riddles, awesome title. I'm all about this. That's the world I want to live in, not this Kite Man bullshit.
Is this because you're Kite Man?
What? How dare you?
I'm just saying that in the world of Gotham, the villain you would most likely be, and I include myself in this too, Kite Man.
No way.
Kite Man is very relatable.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we all struggle with life.
We all struggle with life.
And
we all love kites.
Yeah, I guess we do.
Yeah.
But I really didn't want to agree with you on
that.
We're
all men.
We're not all men.
Every single last one of us. I have yet to encounter somebody who's a man.
Oh, man, that's stupid. All right, so if this doesn't drive you a little, you don't want to see the action that's going on?
I do want to say, if anything, it's been kind of fascinating for this war of jokes and riddles to mostly not be about the action, and the action on all the issues has been left usually in a splash page or a double splash page. And other than that, it's been these negotiations. It's been this battle, for those who haven't been reading it, between the Riddler and the Joker, these two different philosophies. It's delineating the difference between riddles and jokes, but also the Joker is dealing with the fact that he can't laugh anymore because Batman exists. And the Riddler needs to solve the riddle that is Batman, but he can't because Batman keeps stopping him. And it's driving them literally insane to the point where they're gathering these two villain armies that are destroying the city. Last issue, this is all told.
This is a great premise. Yeah. I love this setup. But we don't get this in the comic.
I think these issues are beautiful. Now, the first Kite Man issue, I told you this.
Yeah, you are all about the fucking Kite Man.
I thought this was one of the most beautiful single issues I've read in a very, very long time.
It's the anti-comic is what
this is. So Tom King, who's been writing the book, has been doing a running joke where Kite Man will show up for one page, kite into the scene, get beat up by Batman, and then just say, Kite Man, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And that's it, which is a really funny running joke. The first issue interlude with Kite Man introduced us to this mercenary who was caught in the middle of the war of jokes and riddles. He was working for both sides, but he was very sad. He just wanted to connect with his son.
Already,
like he said,
this is depressing. You tell him the story is depressing.
Riddler
shit.
Killed his son because the guy sided with the Joker. And
wait, I thought the Joker killed his son.
No, the Riddler killed his son.
Oh.
And it drove him nuts. His son died because Riddler poisoned the kite string that they were using to play with that was placed throughout the issue. And it drove him crazy, and he became Kite Man. And this reveal of this horrifying, sad backstory for why Kite Man is Kite Man was such a beautiful payoff to dozens of issues of comics. It was so great. Oh. And to see it come back here, where now we get to see Kite Man is again stuck in the middle of the war. He's the one person who is sticking by the Joker until the bitter end. And it turns out, this is a total spoiler, but it turns out at the end that Batman, who is now on the Riddler's side, which is a crazy thing that happened last issue, Batman is on the Riddler's side because he knows both sides will eventually destroy Gotham, but he will only be able to tip the balance if he joins one side, and he ends up joining the Riddler's side. They leave Kite Man for last because they know he's weakest. That's what's revealed at the end. And again, it's this destructively sad character detail that's dropped at the end there that's so beautiful and such a perfect little character study that they're doing in the middle of this bombastic, over-the-top battle. That's what I think is beautiful about it.
It's great. It's great that you find beauty in sadness, and one man's struggle you think is fantastic. Sure, but get this the fuck out of my Batman comic.
What is a kite, Pete?
It's a object on a string that flies.
It is a beautiful, still object who hangs in the air despite all the wind that's coming at it.
And no, the wind is what keeps it up.
And only by perfectly controlling the string can you keep it up and keep it moving.
Okay.
In between the battle of these epic giants, the Riddler and the Joker, the wind, if you will, is stuck. The Kite Man, trying to stay even, trying to stay steady, but knowing eventually he will crash to the ground once more.
Wow, you're super deep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I like about this book. It makes me look smart.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Have fun jerking off to this.
I
want to get my comic books back.
I did have fun jerking off to this.
There is so much going on in this, and it's focusing on the parts that I don't want them to focus on.
Well, I think this is a wonderful comic book. Let's turn to something you do like jerking off to.
Yeah.
Scales and Scoundrels, number one from Image Comics. So let's talk about this. This was a book that wasn't even necessarily on my radar until you picked it, Pete. Mm-hmm. So talk about this. What did you like about this book?
Well, this is just a kind of indie feel creative book that is set in olden times. And you've got this kind of story of a stranger coming to town and taking people's money, and then they get upset, and then they try to thrash this person, and they're magical. And I don't know what you thought the reason that the person was flying with, but I think it's because they have an invisible dragon. Yeah, I don't know. I just think that this is a fun, well-drawn, well-written kind of adventure comic that is, it's just got some heart and feels to it, and I very much enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree, too. This is by ex-Marvel editor Sebastian Gerner, who we had on our live show. You can go back and check out the episode on that. He's also writing a book called Shirtless Bear Fighter, which is a lot of fun that's coming out right now. He's co-writing that one, and that's very enjoyable. And the art is by the team Galad, I think is how you pronounce it.
Sure.
But I agree with you. It's just a fun all-ages book. I feel like Image has this... I read a lot of Image stuff.
Yeah, and Image is killing it right now.
Well, they're killing it right now, but I feel like it's so interesting the amount of very classic fantasy books they have and very hard sci-fi books that they have, that the market can support that sort of thing. Yeah. But this is a fun book. It's very enjoyable. I do like the fact that, like you said, it's kind of a new take on dragons or an interesting take on dragons. There's definitely something mysterious going on there.
Yeah.
But the character designs are fun.
Yes.
It reminds me a little bit. I don't know if you ever read Lumberjanes.
No.
All right. Lumberjanes is a great book, award-winning book about a girls' camp where they solve crazy mysteries.
Yeah.
There's something about the visual style of that that this reminds me of that a bit because it's a little bit cartoony, but all the characters are very distinct. But it's fun. I liked it. I recommend it.
Yeah, I definitely do. I think it's a fun read. And, yeah, I'm glad that Image is, you know, it's funny because, like, they're doing different stuff, which I very much enjoy. And I don't know. I can't shake this Batman book because it's like...
Whoa, what?
That Batman book just doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Like, you can't... It can't be the title Batman and then it not even... It takes place in the background of a Batman fight. You know, like, I'm sorry. I went backwards. We're talking about a new book and I'm still talking about that last book, but I can't shake it, man.
I can't believe how much this is affecting you. I'm actually super surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I'm tip my hat because Tom King is an amazing writer and he's trying something. He's doing something different. He's taking a perspective that isn't the main character and kind of telling this heartbreaking, heartfelt tale that is powerful and beautiful in its own right. But it's driving me insane because it's in this. When you have big events in comics, a lot of times I don't like the big events. So I just focus on the small parts of the characters that I do like. But this event is so interesting to me. And the fact that Batman has to take a side is also so interesting to me. And the fact that we don't get any of that drives me insane.
We do, though. This moves the story forward. We get to see what it's like when Batman is on Riddler's side. And when
we don't get to see any of that. Because we're just focused on Kite Man and a conversation you have with this kid.
I understand. But there's huge forward plot movement in this issue. It's not just...
Yeah, but it's plot forward movement that we don't even get. It's just mentioned briefly. Like, oh, yeah, Batman picked a side. What the fuck you mean Batman picked a side? Batman can't pick a side when there's two villains fighting. He should be on Batman's fucking side.
No, that was what the entire last issue was about, him deciding a side between Riddler and Joker. And we didn't find out which one he chose.
That wasn't what the last issue was about. The last issue was still about fucking Kite Man. These last four issues have all been about Kite Man.
I think Kite Man has driven you crazy.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So that's our review for Scales and Scoundrels, number one. Let's move on to our last pick, Venomverse, number one, from Marvel Comics. So a little while ago, there was a series called Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. Oh, God. Oh, I'm dying. I have a little symbiote in my throat. Sorry about that.
Okay. I was going to say.
So there was a series called Spider-Verse. It was an epic crossover that ran through Spider-Man and a bunch of spin-off series that teamed up all the different Spider-Men from different universes. Now we're getting into the same thing, or actually a pretty different story, but with Venom. And for those of you who haven't read Venom in a while, Eddie Brock, the original Venom, is back in the suit and back to being a dick. And in this book, he ends up... as you can imagine.
He's like the hero of this, which is awesome. Yeah.
Well, he ends up teaming up with a bunch of alternate reality Venoms to stop evil beings that we don't know a lot about called the Poison or Poisons that basically absorb Venoms is essentially what they do.
They eat Venoms, basically.
Yeah. So what'd you think about this, Pete?
Well, this was very interesting because I also like the fact of, like, the one who's the biggest asshole can kind of be the biggest hero, which is very interesting. But also just to see all the different Venoms was really cool. And then also to see heroes in the Venom suits was great. A lot of really awesome eye candy, which was really fun. And it's almost kind of like a timeline of, like, comics where you get to see all these different characters. And Rocket Raccoon Venom was really awesome. But what was very interesting was this thing of, like, this kind of fight over explaining things. It was kind of a very interesting thing where it was like this guy, basically Brock murders somebody and then is zapped to this other world. And you're like, wait, what the fuck just happened? And then it's like, okay, hey, we need you to fight these bad guys. And this whole time he's like, wait, what? Why do I have to fight these bad guys? Which is very interesting because it's like, how many times in superhero comics do you, it's just normally point, those are the bad guys, let's go. But they keep trying to be like, what is going on? Help me. And it's just fun, this like Spider-Man fight with Venom being like, how much more do you need, man? You know? And he's like, well, if you tell me more, I can know what I'm fighting and maybe I can help. And it was just like, I thought it was very enjoyable kind of fight within a fight there. And also the fact that, like, okay, here are these giant bad guys, but the most dangerous ones are the little ones that you have to watch out for, which I thought was cool.
I got to tell you, I was not looking forward to this series just because it felt like a bunch of Venoms is a lot of the same thing. Mm-hmm. And if anything, one of my bigger problems with this issue is they're too much of a different thing. Like, they all visually look very similar, but one of the things that was neat about Spider-Verse is there's so many years of Spider-Man to pull on, and they were able to get the rights to so many of them where they had the Japanese Spider-Man. And
wait, are you telling me right now that you think Spider-Verse is better than Venomverse right now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Fuck you. This first issue is already so much better than Spider-Verse.
Hold on. What? Yeah. Okay, look, because my point being that there's all these different variations of Spider-Man that have pre-existed they were able to bring together, so it felt like this epic team-up. Here it's like, yeah, I don't know, Wolverine Venom or whatever.
Dude, and fuck you, that was awesome!
I don't know, there's like Doctor Strange Venom or something. That here's great. Captain America Venom, that's cool, I guess. It's just, they're too specific. Like, I like the idea that there was a Peter Parker who held on to the Venom suit. That's a cool idea because that's based in continuity. That's something they can pull out of. I also like the idea, I think we got to see Flash Thompson Venom in there as well. So that's cool. I'd like to see more of that. Like, I'd like to see more variations.
Oh, there was too many fun choices with Venom that bothered you?
Well, it's a lot of black goo on people. That's all I'm saying.
Come on, man. I really loved it. Every Venom I saw, I was this is great.
This is my point, is that I wasn't crazy about that, and I wasn't crazy about it going in. But ultimately, it's a really well-written story that's really enjoyable. And one thing that Cullen Bunn, who's the author, does really nicely is come up with super creepy villains for things. And the Poison are super creepy.
Yeah, dude.
The way that they take over the Venoms is great, and it's totally overpowered in exactly the way that Venom things should be.
Right.
But before that, they're almost like these creepy little flower creature things, and that's gross. That's gross. And
flowers are gross to you?
Flowers are gross, yeah. I don't like them. No thanks. So, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I would definitely read more after this. They definitely won me over with this first issue.
Yeah, I'm definitely very much won over. As soon as I opened it up, I was pleasantly surprised and immediately on board. And I just, I thought the art is amazing, especially because it was cool because the outside of the Venom looks so scary, but not everything they were talking about was so scary. So I liked the juxtaposition of that as well, and I thought it was very fun. I'm super on board with this event, and I can't wait for more.
All right, cool. That is it for The Stack. If you would like to come see our live show every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. in New York at the Pit Loft, it's totally free. Please tell your friends about that. Also, if you want to support the show, patreon.com/comicbookclub. This show and other shows we do, like our Preacher podcast and other things, are free to listen to, but it does cost us a little bit of money to do so. Any support you can give would be great. Pete, what else do you want to plug?
Please friend us on Facebook so you can get to know about all the amazing guests that we have on our live show. And speaking of which, please come down on Tuesdays to the Pit, People's Improv Theater.
I just said that.
All right. Well, I was just trying to reiterate.
Oh, please. I'm sorry, Pete. Reiterate.
No, it's okay. You know what? You said it, so.
No. It's fine. You love to jerk off to this, so it's all good. Go for it.
Fuck you, man.
At Comic Book Live on Twitter, comicbookclublive.com, nerdist.com for our regular live podcast. And remember, Kite Man.
Hell yeah.